What's happening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Fitness Dad Podcast. As per usual, most of the time I'm out walking the dogs, so same old things might happen, might get barked at, might come across another dog walker, could get attacked by a dog, unlikely to get attacked by anything else because, you know, walking through the English woods is not really that much danger. Anyway, in today's episode, what I'm going to talk about is how to kind of stay on track as a parent when things go off plan. You know, a lot of people are very good at this is the plan, this is what I want to do, this is my diet, this is how I'm going to achieve that result. As long as everything's going swimmingly, I can stick to that. But the moment something comes up, they find it tricky to stick to that because that plan is not perfect and they haven't got like a backup plan, and it's just overwhelming and too much to take on. You know what it's like as a parent, you've got so many different plates to juggle that, you know, sometimes some things have to take priority over others, and quite often kids are those things that take priority. So the reason I wanted to record this podcast was because I had a chat with a client this week. She messaged me saying that we'd laid out a plan structure in the recent check-in from this week, what we want her to work on, what we want her to do moving forward. She came to me because she wants to lose a bit of weight. She wants to change her behaviours around dieting and around food, and that she kind of was someone that really suffered with an all or nothing mentality. So she messaged me this week because her daughter was off school sick. Bear in mind, the kids have only been at school for like a week, 2 weeks. This is the second week. And her daughter's already back off school sick. And it kind of has thrown her. She works full time. Now her daughter's back at home. Like, it's thrown her plan for the week out the window already. I think she ended up being off school for like 2-3 days. Was hoping it would maybe only be a day. So it went on for longer as well than she thought. So she messages me in a bit of a panic. This is one of those times where I kind of have that all or nothing, feel like I've kind of lost control. And it's when I kind of am out shopping. I want to just grab a packet of biscuits and go back home and just munch down on the biscuits. And the other thing as well is we're on week 2 of the kids being back at school. And I have one child off sick as well. She came down with a temperature yesterday. I didn't sleep last night whatsoever. So how I'm functioning today, I don't know, but kind of now got nearly 10 years of experience with my son being nearly that old of having to function on very little sleep, like I'm sure you do too. And these are like those problems, aren't they, that come up. So how do we tackle those problems? This is what I said to that client is, look, you know, this is one of those things that we need to figure out. How do we approach this when this happens? Because the kids are going to be off sick from school more often. Other things are going to happen with the kids that kind of throw your plans out the window. So how do we approach this? And instead of just going, look, my week's not going to be as perfect as I wanted it to be, so whatever, I'm just going to kind of give up. And then when she goes back to school, I'll get back into that routine. It's like, no, okay, what can I still do? Make some compromises, make some slight adjustments, and still move me towards my goal. What can I do that still keeps moving that needle in the right direction without either completely stopping or potentially going backwards? And you can adopt this to loads of things. And this is what I've got a lot of clients to do over the school holidays as well, is let's look at what is likely the perfect scenario and what are the things that we can still do now, okay? So steps, you know, for her, I'm not going to be able to get out walking as much, not going to be able to do my steps that I normally try to achieve on a daily basis because she's sick and she's at home and I can't leave her at home. She's too young. So I'm not going to be able to get out and do those steps. Okay, well, that's one thing we might have to sacrifice for the next 2 to 3 days. Do as many as you can, but you can't hit your normal goal of 8 to 10K steps, you know, so let's just do our best with what we can. Maybe I might say to someone, try and do some laps around the garden when you get a bit of time. If you're working from home and you're sitting down at the desk and you need to kind of get up and move about a bit, maybe go up and down the stairs for a couple of minutes solid. Just set a timer, walk up and down the stairs for like 2 minutes. But don't worry about trying to hit that goal. Okay, so let's take that pressure off things. Workouts as well. Normally, she might go to the gym. Not going to be able to do that for the next 2 to 3 days. Okay, so that's two things that maybe are going to be interrupted that you'd normally hope that you could do perfectly for you to be on track. Okay, that's fine. What can we maybe do at home? You know, maybe we could do 10 minutes of just bodyweight exercises. Or do you have a kettlebell or a dumbbell? 10 minutes, 20 minute workout, where you can within that day. You know, again, it might not be what you enjoy. It might not be the most optimal thing, but something is always better than nothing. So doing that one thing is going to be better than doing nothing at all. So do that, give that a try. And now what we can be in control of though, is your diet. Now, things don't have to go completely out the window with your diet because you aren't able to stick to the steps or go to the gym. Because quite often people feel like they need the whole package for everything to fit together and be perfect. It's like, okay, let's take a bit of a knock on those other two things. Maybe sleep's going to be slightly impacted if, you know, your daughter's awake all night with temperatures and maybe being sick or whatever's wrong with them. So, but we can control the diet. Now, again, you may be short on time because you've got to work. You've got to look after that child now that's off school. So I said to this client, let's write a quick little plan for the next couple of days, food wise, that's going to make everything really simple. Okay. So for the next 2-3 days, write down a breakfast idea that fits into your calories for the day, contains enough protein, ticks the boxes that we want to tick, very quick and easy to prepare. Could be something simple like, Greek yogurt with some fruit on top. Okay. Hits the protein targets, plenty of fiber in there from the fruit, probably fits within that person's calories. Okay. It could be, so for the next 2-3 days, let's just have that for breakfast every day. That's one meal covered. Lunchtime. Again, think of something that you like, something that you enjoy, fits in your calories, doesn't take a long time to prep, and keeps you on track. I said something like maybe tuna sandwich or chicken sandwich. Very quick and easy to prepare a sandwich, lots of protein, gonna fit within your calories, you know. Again, even if you had to eat that every day for lunch for the next 2-3 days, but it takes that stress and that thinking about what do I eat today? How do I stick to my diet? And I've got to look after my daughter and I've got to work still. I've still got to find time to work. And I've got these other things to do. And it's like, okay, let's take the stress out of your diet and just really simplify it. Dinner time. Okay, what can you do for dinner that very quick, very simple? And sort of say to yourself, yeah, it would be great, optimal to have a lot of food variety in there, something different for breakfast every day, something different for lunch every day. But if you're not going to stick to the diet at all, that's not optimal. So maybe just having a bit of a repetitive couple of days where you know these 3 meals are going to fit into your calories, they're going to keep you on track, and they're going to keep things simple and easy. So I said dinner time. Think of something that you can cook that doesn't take long, that maybe you could batch cook it and you can have that for dinner for the next 2 to 3 days while your daughter's off school. Now, I know that may sound boring, it may sound bland, because literally for the same 3 meals for the next 2-3 days, you're going to be eating pretty much the same thing. But it's about simplifying so you can stay on track and take another stress out of the situation. Not having to think, what am I going to have for dinner? What am I going to have for lunch? I've already thought about that. I've already got those things in the house. It's already covered. Dinner time, it could be, you know, cook a chili con carne and then repeat that for the next 2-3 days. Make sure that you've made enough of it. Dog just appeared out of nowhere. You know, and then once your daughter goes back to school, you can think of some other ideas and have a bit more variety. But keeping things very simple, that you know, if I eat these three meals for the next 2 to 3 days while my daughter's off school, I'm within my calories, I'm on track with that. Steps maybe haven't been perfect, workouts maybe not going to be perfect, but I can keep in control of my diet instead of completely throwing everything out the window. This is how you structure things when you come into these situations. And as a parent, it's going to happen a lot. So if you find that when things like this happen, they throw you off and then you just decide, I'm going to completely give up on the diet because it's just another thing on my plate to think about. The problem with that is you're going to keep going backwards, or it's going to take you forever to get to your goal. So you just need simple solutions like this. And the thing is, sometimes you need a bit of help. Sometimes you need a bit of support. If she wasn't working with me and she couldn't message me, she probably wouldn't have got that same answer. And she would have completely gone off track for those 2 to 3 days. But that probably would have led to her going off track for the next week, because it's now Wednesday and she hasn't eaten great. She hasn't done her workouts. Oh, screw it. I'll tell you what, I'll start on Monday. So that's a whole week out of a month that you've decided to throw away because things couldn't quite have been perfect. When instead it's like, okay, we've been thrown this curveball. How can I work around it? And that's what I help clients do. That's what I'm helping her do, is find the solutions to these everyday problems that she has. Because this stuff is going to happen all the time. And this is probably what throws her into that all or nothing mentality. So hopefully you found this podcast useful. If you do need any help, if you are struggling and you are someone that is like this client, suffers a bit with all or nothing mentality, and then head to the show notes, reach out to me on Instagram, pop me a DM, or my website is there and my email are there. Reach out and let's have a little chat and see if I can give you a hand. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch up with you in the next one.